Well, moving on with the news, and Saudi Arabia has launched fresh airstrikes against Yemen as the death toll from Riyadh's military campaign rises. The latest attack targeted a gas station in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, killing five people. Saudi fighter jets also pounded Baqim district in Sadr province with cluster bombs, which are banned under international law. Earlier, Saudi airstrikes killed at least 34 civilians, mostly women and children, in the same province. In a separate attack, four civilians died as warplanes pounded Ma'rib province. Over 5,300 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed since Riyadh unleashed war on its neighbour in late March. To get more insight into that story, we're joined by Ejamu Baraka, human rights activist from Cali, Colombia. Thank you very much for joining us, Ejamu. Well, Saudis have launched one of their deadliest campaigns against Yemen, especially on Sadr province, since the late hours of Friday, in some areas even using banned ammunition like cluster bombs. Why isn't such news being covered in the mainstream media? Why are Western governments not condoning such illegal attacks?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, clearly we have a situation where the Saudi government, along with its allies, are involved in criminal activities at multiple levels. First, you have the illegal attack on Yemen. Secondly, you have the indiscriminate targeting of civilians, which is also a war crime. Third, you have the use of cluster munitions that's been banned by more than 117 nations on this planet. So the levels of criminality is clear. It is only a reflection of the lack of political will that the international community has stepped in to bring about some degree of accountability for these crimes.
Well, Ejamu, the destruction of Yemen's infrastructure, all these thousands of people being killed by the Saudis in their unlawful aggression against the people, all this to reinstall a fugitive president who's lost his legitimacy among his very own people. Is that the reason why the Saudis are continuing this war on Yemen, or are they looking for other reasons?
No, I think that they are attempting, under the new leadership in Saudi Arabia, to flex their political muscles in Yemen. It is part of the narrative that they have been successfully able to disseminate in the U.S., that they are involved in a struggle to try to maintain a regional balance of forces against what they claim to be unwarranted influence from Iran. So the notion of them fighting Iran is something that has helped to explain why there's been relative silence in, for example, the United States of America. So it is a geopolitical calculation, a calculation that they have made that said that they can engage in these kinds of illegal activities with impunity. And it appears that they have been correct.
Well, Human Rights Watch has already alleged that they are using cluster bombs on people, on civilians. They're targeting civilians indiscriminately. And yet we've had no human rights organization step up and question the Saudis about all this. We've had no Western country. We know already the United States is already providing them with ammunition. We wouldn't expect a response from them. But no Western country stepping up and trying the Saudis. Why do you think we're having this deafening silence when it comes to the Saudis' atrocities?
Because we are now living in a period of international lawlessness, that the Western powers have decided that they're going to use for themselves military means and to allow for their vassal states to engage in the same kind of activity. So as long as they are committed to advancing their interests through military means, then they're going to conspire among themselves to make sure that they're not going to be held accountable. It is an international crime. And the silence of this criminal activity is a condemnation of the international community as a whole.
Well, thank you very much. Ojaamu Baraka, human rights activist, joining us from Cali, Colombia.